This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical for Suzette Warren. The first name, Suzette, S-U-Z-E-T-T-E, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date seen was November 3rd, 2022. The paragraph patient profile, Mrs. Warren is a 58-year-old female who came here from Beaumont Hospital, period. She had 5 hospitalizations since July. Her main symptom initially was a severe rash, followed by renal failure, followed by partial bowel obstruction due to a ventral hernia, which was repaired, period. Paragraph history of present illness. Mrs. Warren was at McLaren Hospital in Flint twice, in Owosso Hospital twice, and then at Beaumont once, and she came from Beaumont, period. This started in July when she developed a rash after taking Bactrim, period. It was an extreme rash, went from head to toe, and she was hospitalized for 10 days, period. She was a bit on the dry side, and it seemed to decimate most of her body, period. She recovered and went to rehab at Kith Haven and was there 3 days and went home, period. Most of the rash was gone, but not completely, period. However, she developed renal shutdown and had to go to the hospital, and she was briefly dialyzed, period. She went home for a few days and then developed increasing edema followed by dyspnea. She felt she was drowning, so she went to the hospital and was treated for congestive heart failure, period. This hospitalization was at Owosso, period. She went home, and then she had some more sores from the edema when she was moving, and the sores were on her feet and another place in the skin from the residual parts that were... from the residual edema that was left, period, right. However, she was found to have a ventral hernia and had abdominal pain and was sent to Beaumont, and she was found to have a ventral hernia and had bowel obstruction, period. This was repaired, and she was doing reasonably well since. And she's now here from Beaumont, period. She's morbidly obese, and she cannot walk very well, period. Today, she felt a bit queasy, and she felt quite nauseated and a bit dizzy, period. However, she's awake and alert, and she is eating, period. She's up in the chair, but she's fearful of getting up to try and walk right now, period. She has diabetes mellitus type 2, period. There was a period of time when she was on steroids and the sugars were very high, and they're still high in the 200s, but they're better than when she was on the steroids, period. She comes on insulin and metformin, period. Her edema is better, and she's not short of breath now, period. She needs therapy, and her goal is to return home, period. She lives... alone, period. She's divorced, period. New paragraph, review systems, constitutional. She has had chills during her hospitalization, but not now, period. She did lose 20 pounds during the course of the hospitalizations, period. No fever. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. She hears well. Respiratory. She currently has mild shortness of breath at times, period. No cough or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain, mild dyspnea, mild dizziness. GI, she still has diarrhea, possibly from antibiotics. Some nausea, no vomiting, no bleeding. Do you notice urea or hematuria or frequency? Musculoskeletal, she has her thalamus, her neck, shoulders, and arms, period. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. She has a bit of numbness in her feet and some neuropathy, period. Skin, there's still an open wound of the left, of the right heel, period. New paragraph. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsy, but she has diabetes mellitus. New paragraph, past history is positive for diabetes mellitus type 2. She has neuropathy, acute systolic heart failure, hypertension, partial bowel obstruction due to ventral hernia, morbid obesity, hyperlipidemia. She has an ulcer of the left heel, period. New paragraph, family history. Her mother had osteoarthritis. No, change that. Her mother had bone cancer and died of that, period. Her father had 3 myocardial infarctions and had multiple strokes and passed away recently. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse. She is divorced. New paragraph, medications. Miralax, 17 grams daily, simethicone 80 milligrams
as needed 4 times
a day, Zofran 4 milligrams every 8 hours, PRN, multivitamins 1 daily, Singular 10 milligrams daily, mirtazapine 15 milligrams nightly, alotrimine AF 1 tablet twice a day, metoprolol 12.5 milligrams twice a day, metalazone 5 milligrams every 24 hours as when she's edematous, metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day, melatonin 3 milligrams daily, loratadine 10 milligrams daily, lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, Imdur 30 milligrams daily, Humalog quick pen to scale, Robitussin DM 10 ml every 6 hours, PRN, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, Flonase spray 1 spray in each nostril daily, Docusate 100 milligrams twice a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, Valine and HFA 1 puff every 6 hours as needed, Acetaminophen 650 milligrams every 4 hours as needed. New paragraph, allergies, aspirin, clindamycin, sulfa, including Bactrim. New paragraph, examination, she's not severely distressed. Blood pressure 104 over 57, temperature 97.3, pulse 109, respiratory rate 18, O2 sat 98%, blood sugar 210, HEENT, pupils equal reactive, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular mucus normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, nasal mucosa normal, neck supple, slight tenderness in the back of the neck, no nodes, no mass. Ears normal inspection, oral mucosa normal. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. Her edema is much less, almost gone, and there's wrinkling of her skin. Pedal pulse is palpable at 1+. Abdomen, obese, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial is grossly normal. Sensation is slightly diminished in the feet, otherwise intact. She can move all limbs, but she's fearful to walk and has generalized weakness, period. A musculoskeletal, slight pain in her neck and slightly decreased, I'll just say no acute inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. There's a ulcer of the left heel, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, this is Warren, has debility following multiple hospitalizations, including a severe desquamating rash, renal failure, congestive heart failure, and a ventral hernia, period. She'll get OT and PT, and they'll try and get her mobilized, period. Two, she has had acute and chronic congestive heart failure, and I will continue the furosemide 40 milligrams twice a day, plus metalazone when needed, period. Three, she has, she's also on lisinopril 5 milligrams daily. Three, she has diabetes mellitus type 2, and her sugars are coming down, I'll watch her now on metformin plus a scale, but if sugars remain up, I may order a long-acting insulin period. Four, she has... essential hypertension. I will continue lisinopril 5 milligrams daily plus metoprolol 12.5 milligrams twice a day.
I'm a nurse. Wait a minute. Honey, I have to go past the
period.
Test, okay? I ain't going home
again. Six, she had an episode of acute kidney injury requiring temporary dialysis.
No, surely.
And I will order a lights, B1, and creatinine to check the basis of a renal status, period. Six, she appears to be over her partial bowel obstruction, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.